At the UN's Human Rights Council in Geneva, all member states are expected to defend their human rights record. This process is called the Universal Periodic Review. It provides an opportunity to cover many rights issues, which in Zimbabwe's case included efforts to curb corruption, alleged serious violations of people's right to freedom of expression ahead of elections in 2018, and the reintroduction of the death penalty. The government of Harare was also challenged over forced disappearances, and in particular on the case of journalist and political activist Itai Dzamara. He hasn't been seen since March last year. The issue was raised by New Zealand's Carl Reach, Deputy Permanent Representative to the UN in Geneva.
We call on Zimbabwe to meet its international obligations and respect the constitution, particularly in regard to the protection of political activists and journalists from harassment, arbitrary arrest and detention. New Zealand recommends that Zimbabwe ensure all individuals who have been detained and charged with an offence are given a fair and impartial trial while ensuring the independence of the judiciary.
Heading the Zimbabwe delegation, the country's Vice President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, spoke of isolated cases of forced disappearance, and he said that investigations were ongoing to find missing journalist Itai Dzamara.
In this particular case, government is investigating all the leads to establish the whereabouts of our citizen, and government is working with the family of the missing person and the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
On the question of changes to the death penalty legislation in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mnangagwa said that constitutional amendments now meant it only applied to men aged between 21 and 70 years old who'd been convicted of aggravated murder. At the UN, Switzerland asked whether Zimbabwe's government would guarantee the independence of and give enough power and resources to the country's National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. The body was set up in 2013 to deal with past rights violations, though it has yet to start work. Zimbabwe's Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa explained that Parliament had the opportunity to do something about that.
The National Peace and Reconciliation Bill, which will operationalise the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, is set to be tabled before Parliament during the current session of Parliament. All independent commissions are now being funded directly from Treasury, as opposed to receiving their funds through line ministries. This indeed has strengthened the independence of the commissions and is in line with our constitution and international best practice.
Mr. Mnangagwa also reaffirmed the country's commitment to promoting human, social and economic rights, but he said that the country's drought, made worse by the El Niño weather phenomenon and economic sanctions by Western powers, had put pressure on the government to implement reform. Rural areas had suffered particularly, Vice President Mnangagwa said, before adding that some 800,000 vulnerable households now needed food aid. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.